It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, it is time for our Week in Review on Jones and Keith WEEI. If Patriots offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt calls in, we will obviously get to him. He was scheduled to join us today.
Yeah, you hope there's...
Part of our coordinator series.
You hope the mutiny, it didn't go from teetering on a mutiny to now full-blown mutiny down there.
It's a new part of Patriots Friday this year. We've never done it before, but we are rotating through the coordinators, and maybe Van Pelt was like, I'm sorry, I thought it was a one and done. Because we've already talked to Van Pelt, we talked to Covington, and last week we talked to Jeremy Springer.
Oh, he thinks he's out. He's like, I did it the one time.
Yeah. And not to rank the guys. I wouldn't do that. But it would go Springer, Van Pelt, Covington.
Not to rank them. Not that we want to do that, but if we were to rank them, it would certainly be Jeremy Springer by a lot. Van Pelt kind of in the middle by default.
Good thing we're not doing that.
And then Covington,
no,
I'd say at the bottom by quite a bit, although he didn't do the unit conversation. We got to get to the bottom of that unit conversation he had yesterday.
Oh, hell yeah.
I didn't know there was going to be call and response with the
you guys know me. What do I? I'm DeMarcus Covington. What do I always say?
I don't know.
People, all right, and I've been saying to you guys, we're good as a what?
Team?
Unit.
Yeah. I was going to say team.
You always say that.
Every time he asks, somebody says team.
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 Is a group? Strength in numbers?
We're all men.
What do I always say?
Some women?
Guys, what do I... But also the women, too.
Unit as a unit.
All right. Unit.
What do I always say? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. It was the first time I heard you speak.
I wasn't in the meetings.
The first time you met with us. I don't know.
It's really hard to say. All right, so this is stuff from the week, including it is, of course, October. The calendar is flipped. It is the spooky season. And we learned a little something about Jones this
oh,
week.
Oh, yeah. You know, Kat and I met at a Halloween party?
No way.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You had a mask on?
You was Salt, she was Peppa.
No, 100% covered face.
There you go. I knew it had to be something.
No chance otherwise. Covered face.
What were you? Seriousness, what costume did you have and what costume did she have?
I was Keith Stone. Do you remember the Keystone Light guy?
Yeah.
I was Keith Stone.
Keith Stone.
I literally was standing there with a 30-pack of Keystone on my shoulder. She's like, can I have a beer? I'm like, this is killing me.
Look at that.
This thing is so heavy. Absolutely,
you may. She thought you worked there.
Yeah. She's like, are you the help?
Lifetime movie.
Yeah. Are you the help? Can I have a Keystone Light, please?
How'd you meet your wife? Well, I got her real drunk. I mean, I got her hammered. We split a 30 round.
I had my face covered. She was hammered.
And, do you remember?
Yeah, she was Flashdance.
Flashdance?
Mm-hmm.
It was a match made in heaven. How about that? Keith Stone is a throwback.
You want to talk about not expecting to meet any girls at a Halloween party? Yeah. You dress as Keith Stone with Keystone Light.
You know what would be a good costume is the Limu Emu and Doug.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a good costume. Did you see when they did the SNL, Shane Gillis did like an SNL version of it? Unbelievable.
Real dark.
Oh, my God.
Real dark. No, I heard about it because you and, I think I heard you and Fitzy talking about it one night. Oh, I got to go watch this.
Yeah, Limu Real Emu.
Darker than you would have expected.
And Doug.
It's great. But yeah, no, Keith Stone. They stopped doing that ad campaign, I think, right?
I think I don't know how much marketing Keystone does these days, but they were hot in the streets at the time, yeah.
Speaking of hot in the streets, we had a good amount of soup talk on the day. It was inspired by the Greg Hill Show. They were talking about soup, but then, I guess no excuses, we also were talking about soup.
I worked for a long time in restaurants. I'm one of the few people I know that was demoted from busboy to dishwasher at the North Troy Village restaurant in North Troy, Vermont. We had a French onion soup on the menu.
Yeah, I like a French onion soup.
It's delicious. It's great.
Yeah.
I like ordering it.
Sure.
From the dishwasher's perspective.
Oh, you know cheese on there. Oh,
well, you know that, like, why do you even refer to that bowl? Like, well, it's like a curved bowl where, like, the cheese gets, like, underneath it. Yeah, is that what it is?
Would you call it a crock?
Is it a crock?
Yes.
So the cheese
that's
gets
a
under
nightmare.
There? Oh, it was
the worst. Do you have a special tool or are you going to use, like, your nails?
I would use, like, a steel wool from time to time, but you get your nails in under there. Yeah, I would scream. When they're like, oh, we got four French onions, I would scream in the kitchen. I'm not even joking. I'd be like, why? What are we doing? Why?
It's a popular item.
It was a popular item.
Yeah,
but
I can see that being a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because, like, the part of the charm of that is there's so much cheese that it melts and sticks and, like, becomes part of the crock.
You think it's a soup. Very easy to clean. Wrong. Nightmare.
No,
my biggest nightmare.
Yeah, no, that's bad. Because you can't be sending it back out there. And they're like, that ain't my cheese. That's old cheese.
That's old.
It doesn't
cheese.
Seem like fresh cheese that was just melted on top of a piece of bread and onions.
Been there a long time.
Just a bowl of onions.
Long time.
Earlier this week, on Patriots Monday, in fact, we had the pleasure to talk with Devon Godshaw, and he had this to say about what's going on defense.
We just all got to be on the same page, man. I mean, we got guys, you know, just being honest. We got guys just, you know, some guys just kind of being like kind of selfish, you know, because guys, I get it. I mean, we're down. Guys want to make plays. I get it. But, you know, everybody got to play. I'm talking about defense. Everybody has to play at 11, as 11. And everybody got to, you know, sacrifice to do what's best for the team. You know, I know some guys want to make plays when we're down, trying to, you know, get back in the game. But we got to just keep going as a team and play team defense.
Now, that was 4 days pre the mutiny comment,
I mean,
but still, that was good stuff from Gotcha.
I'd like to give us credit for, like, being very insightful and really cracking a tough nut to crack there, but he really just volunteered that.
We cut out the question, but Jones basically said, how are you? And then he's like, well, let me explain to you how selfish
the defense is. Hey, Devon, what's up this week? How you doing? And he's like, oh, we're a bunch of selfish a-holes.
He's like, I'll be honest.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was like, I wish I could say we drew that
doesn't
out of
matter.
Him,
no,
he just answered it.
Doesn't matter.
No, he just flew right in. But in some ways, you know, we're the newsbreakers here, Keith, because that's been the storyline all week.
I got some news to break for you.
Oh?
I believe, I feel confident in this.
It's a scoop?
He won't be on the show next week.
What do you mean?
Is that fair? He won't be on.
Monday guest Gonzo.
Do you think we'll ever get him again?
Yes.
Okay. I hope so.
He
was great.
I heard him on middays all last football season. He's a guy who was willing to say stuff.
I think he's
easily, if we want to rank Patriots players, Keith.
Well, no, we're not going to do that.
Not that we would ever do that. But if you wanted to, Gonzo definitely number one.
I'm not going
to
sit here and rank the players. That's not fair to them, but Gonzo won.
Space. How many are there? And then I can give you the number for Gonzalez.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I bet we talked to him on Monday.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry and Gonzo.
Dollars to
lock it in.
It's Christian Gonzalez.
Dietrich Wise, let's be honest, this week.
Better
than last week.
You felt bad about not answering the Niners
No,
question?
I don't.
You think that's what it was?
Nope. He's right now. He's got sacks back-to-back week.
Is that what it is?
He's looking for a third sack in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Never done that before.
No.
That's a no.
I don't know. Maybe you never know what these guys are dealing with off the field. Maybe he had a bad day. Maybe he got in a bad argument with somebody.
I told you. He sees the opponent on the other side. He sees the 49ers. He's like, I can't possibly like them.
No, I hate
it was last week. And so I didn't bother asking his favorite Dolphin this week.
No.
But it probably would have been Mark Clayton.
You don't think it would have been Mercury Morris? He's like, I loved when he used to do that celebration. I'd be like, we're the only undefeated team. We're the best team ever. We love all that
Pop
stuff.
Popping champagne in the sky, Mercury Morris.
So this week was also highlighted by the Boston Bruins press conference with Neely and Sweeney and Montgomery and Jacobs. And we literally, right before it started, were like, oh, they're probably going to talk about the roster cuts. No, this was an opportunity for Cam Neely to scream about the negotiations between their side and Jeremy Swayman.
Since you say you were surprised, Cam, can you share any of the specifics here, be it what his ask is in terms of dollars or term?
Well, I don't want to get into the weeds with what his ask is, but I know that I I have 64 million reasons why I'd be playing right now.
Then hit me with the salt shaker.
We haven't seen Kim really that upset in quite some time. Let's see, was that a diner in wherever that was? I don't know what state they were at that point.
Yeah,
they're on the road. They were heading to Vail.
They were Providence.
Providence. There's a lot of states you drive by between Providence and Vail.
Providence and Vail. That's where they were going? Vail?
Yeah, that's where they were, right? At the end of Dumb and Dumber? Vail.
Is that in Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay, then Colorado, yeah.
Or Aspen? No, Aspen.
There's Aspen.
Aspen.
Aspen is what
same thing. Saying, it's the same.
Same diff.
It's a pretty nice little spot out there.
Yeah. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
I think I started a movement this week, what I'm looking for quarterback-wise.
I think you started a lot of movements.
I sure did.
You did. Yep. What was this one?
Thanks to Northeast Men's Health. You and I want Drake May.
A-B-B.
But you can't possibly want Brissett. Knock it off with the Brissett stuff. But even the people that don't want Drake May to play, they're so worried about Drake May's future. They've never been so concerned about another person outside of their family and their lives. But they want to protect Drake May at all costs. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. They want to save Drake May from himself, Jones. They want to save him. But can't we all agree that Jacoby Brissett should never take another snap for the New England Patriots? Can I get an amen?
Can we all
can
just
I get
along?
An amen? Please.
Yeah. Unifying.
I don't want to see him play anymore. I'm sick of it. It's 4 weeks into the season. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah. You know what? If he wants to help old ladies across the street, I'm sure he'd be wonderful.
He's
with that.
The best.
I don't know what his marital status is. You want him to
date
a friend of yours.
Sure.
Great. Help an old lady across the street.
Sleep with my wife.
Wonderful. We'll sign him up for
all
any
right,
of
too
that.
Too much. I've done too much.
You want to walk that back?
I'm taking that one back. Dump that, Nick. Dump that.
Put the genie back in the bottle.
Dump that. All right, we had to go in, remove it from the Twitch chat.
Yeah. Joining us on the phone is Alex Van Pelt.
Alex, what's going on out there?
Alex.
Do you also agree ABB? Sleep with my wife.
Alex Van Pelt, a little aggressive. What is Jacoby's marital status again? And what's going on there?
Yeah. As of right now, he is the starting quarterback still for your New England Patriots. That's all right.
I'm getting a little worried about Alex Van Pelt, a little bit.
We have an hour left.
I'm just getting a little worried about what's going on at Gillette right now. He's supposed to join us 25 minutes ago. Like, what's going on? Is the mutiny in? Have they consumed the offensive coordinator's office? I'm
maybe
just wondering.
See if he can do Monday, Laney, because we have Keefe's keys, grab bag, and then the crossover. So he's probably need to see if he can be Monday.
Booked. We are kind of booked. I guess we could probably squeeze him in.
Yeah.
Kind of busy.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.